Hurricane Irma has plowed past the Dominican Republic towards Haiti after devastating a string of Caribbean islands and killing at least 10 people. One of the most powerful Atlantic storms in at least a century, it appears ultimately headed towards the state of Florida in the United States. With winds of almost 300 kilometers an hour, the storm smashed several islands in the Northeast Caribbean, islands like Barbuda, St. Martin, and the British Virgin Islands, ripping up trees, flattening homes, and causing widespread damage. The Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda say Hurricane Irma has caused a disaster of unprecedented proportions in Barbuda. Gaston Brown told Sky News that Antigua sustained little damage, but its sister island was decimated.
The sheer strength of those winds, I mean, we're talking about gusts up to 230 miles per hour with tornadoes. You had a situation where containers, 40-foot containers, were actually lifted up to about 100 yards from where they were originally located. I mean, the island and perhaps the Caribbean has never experienced anything like this.
The hurricane did not hit Puerto Rico directly as it passed north, but it battered the United States territory with high winds and heavy rains. At least three people were killed, and around two-thirds of the population lost access to electricity. The hurricane has flooded parts of the Dominican Republic. French authorities and non-government organizations are moving teams and equipment to help in some of the affected areas. The president of the French Red Cross, Jean-Christophe Combe, says its teams are currently in the French territory of Guadeloupe.
The first testimonies are confirming what we can see in the first videos from the island. They are talking about entire zones that have been devastated. Roofs were torn away, and big parts of the island were flooded during the catastrophe.
The United States National Hurricane Center predicts Irma will remain at Category 4 or Category 5 for the next day or two. Projections show its passing on from the Dominican Republic and Haiti, as well as parts of the Bahamas, and reaching the outskirts of Cuba later today or tomorrow. It will then likely head north towards the United States, state of Florida, where people are rushing to board up homes, fill cars with petrol, and find a route to safety. Residents of southern Florida have been told to evacuate ahead of the storm's impact. They're expected to make landfall on Sunday. Florida Governor Rick Scott says waiting through the hurricane would be dangerous.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian, every family should take this seriously and be aggressive. You've got to protect your family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot. This is serious, and we cannot take chances. It is life-threatening. This is not a storm you can sit and wait through.